It's Friday, November 10th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A 32-year-old mother of three children in the town of Boudica, Uganda, named Hajara Namwasi, accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior on May 3rd while her Muslim husband was away on business in South Sudan. When Hajara returned home from her Christian small group meeting on October 17th, she found her husband looking through some of her belongings. She said, quote, "I got scared upon seeing him because he had some gospel tracts and a small New Testament Bible, which I could not hide," end quote. Upon seeing the Bible and other Christian literature, the 42-year-old husband, Musa Kalele, became furious, left the room, and returned with a container of gas. She said, quote, "He took some bed sheets, covered them around my body, and then removed me out of the house. He forced me to lie down. He took the petrol, then poured it on me, and thereafter took a matchbox, lit it, and the fire began burning me up," end quote. Her daughter alerted neighbors who rescued her and took her to the Imbali Regional Hospital. Hajara has had specialized treatment for the third-degree burns over much of her body, reports Morningstar News. Proverbs 29:22 says, "A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression." For the moment, her hate-filled husband has fled to South Sudan. In the meantime, Hajara is worried about where she will live after her release from the hospital, since all her relatives are Muslims. Plus, she fears what will become of her children, ages 4, 6, and 9, who have come under the care of their paternal grandmother. Please pray for Hajara's healing, for the repentance and salvation of her Muslim husband, Musa, and for the safety of her three children. Ahead of the Wednesday night GOP presidential debate in Miami, the Media Research Center published a video on Monday of Brent Bozell's exclusive interview with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
If Benjamin Netanyahu pick up the phone and called you as soon as we're done here and said, "Governor DeSantis, what should I do?" What would you tell him?
I would tell him you have to finally end Hamas once and for all. And that means taking out all their terrorist infrastructure, eradicating the group from existence, because all that will happen if you just do some glancing blows, they will regroup, they will do the same attacks again, and we're going to have another cycle of this. So now is the time to cut out the cancer and get the job done.
Interestingly, just 2 days later, NBC's Lester Holt asked DeSantis the identical question on Wednesday night before a national audience.
As president of the United States, what would you be urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do at this moment, Governor DeSantis?
Vivek Ramaswamy, the multimillionaire biotech entrepreneur and first-time candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, demanded that Ronna McDaniel, the GOP chairwoman, resign during Wednesday night's debate, reports Fox News. He was especially frustrated by the election losses just the night before, on November 7th, when Republicans in Virginia lost the House, the Republican candidate for Kentucky governor lost, and issue one in Ohio enshrined abortion into the Buckeye State's constitution.
I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will yield my time to you.
Ramaswamy also had some choice words for the liberal moderators of the third Republican presidential debate.
Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. Do you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. Kristen, I'm going to use this time because it's actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Romney,
this is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're
going to
rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, wrote, quote, when an NFL team keeps losing games, the coach gets fired. So why does the RNC keep going to war led by the same losers who failed last time? End quote. And finally, the Salisbury, North Carolina Police Department just honored one of their own who said he was willing to die in a truck fire in order to save an unconscious driver, reports Good News Network. Back on August 8th, Lieutenant Corey Brooks saw a tractor trailer hit the guardrails along Interstate 85 and catch fire. A former truck driver himself, Brooks saw the flames from beneath the truck following the fuel line. He knew he only had seconds to get the driver out.
I was thinking, okay, either I'm going to die here with him or I got to get him out of this truck.
Brooks screamed at the driver, Michael Williams, to get out, but he was unconscious. The cop quickly realized he must remove the driver himself, unlatching the seatbelt. He could feel the heat of the flames and he could smell burning rubber. At any point, the truck could have exploded. The body cam footage of the rescue is nothing short of something from a Die Hard movie. Providentially, Williams made a full recovery and thanked the North Carolina cop for saving his life.
He says, now I get to see my kids again. We're going to be connected forever.
John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Or in this case, an absolute stranger. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, November 10th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Just one day before my 17th anniversary celebration with my bride, Amy. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.